Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Phillips is with us. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Arsenio Hall.
Ooh.
Every Wednesday for 3 hours.
Wow.
All right, an old friend of mine, who I haven't seen for quite some time, but one of the brightest people in all of radio, who used to work for CBS and ABC, and then she moved on to be the president of the Southern California Broadcasters Association. And we sort of split up because, you know, she got out of radio and really kicked ass, and I'm still doing, you know, nighttime radio. She moved on, and I stayed in this hellhole. Ladies and gentlemen, Mary Beth Garber, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, look at you. Hey, listen, this is a big deal here, though. She was also one of the most 20 most influential women in radio. And I sort of don't like that, because I think you're one of the 20 biggest people in radio without just being a woman.
Well, thank you.
You know? You don't have to. It's just in general in people. Anyway, so Mary Beth Garber, always nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Senna, what's happening with the L.A. Times here? The L.A. Times put an article or an advertising in the L.A. Times talking about how they reach more people than radio. Is that possible?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Well, actually, it's possible if you want to make up facts.
Uh-oh. What'd they do?
Well, basically, they made up a lot of numbers, or else they used sources they really didn't name in the ad that they ran.
Oh, I see.
And then they kind of equated a lot of apples and oranges and persimmons and pears and tried to call them all the same thing.
Right. Now, and the advertising, they said that you can reach more people with the L.A. Times than you can on the top 20 radio stations in Los Angeles. And not only did they not list the top 20 radio stations in L.A., but they ignored all the Spanish stations as well.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, they were very careful about it. They called it 20 top radio stations.
I noticed that, yeah.
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 Sneaky way around it. Of course, I guess what they were actually saying was to all the Hispanics in the market that, hey, you're not good enough to be any of our readers.
Yeah. How about that?
That's a little rude.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I would think so.
Yeah. Hey, and then they listed the 20 top stations, and I couldn't find a lot of those in the top 45.
No.
Like KUSC, maybe a great station. I don't believe they're in the top 20, though.
No.
Okay.
Isn't that a college station?
It sounds like it might be.
It's a classical station. It's a public station. There were a couple of other public stations listed in it, and they actually can't carry most of the advertising that you guys can.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I mean, good. I mean, good for us, yeah.
So, Mary Beth, do you see this as like a desperate attempt at wooing?
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah.
You're talking about a medium where the headline in Advertising Age last week was the death of newspapers.
That's true. I mean, they lost in, I think ever since 2001 or 2002, maybe in 2003, that they've been steadily losing subscribers. And it was down by like a whopping like 5% last time they did a count.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're down around 773,000 per day.
Yeah, that's their subscribers. Their readership base, by the time you get done with all the numbers and the number of people who actually stumble across a copy of it, is bigger than that. But
right.
Scarborough, the source that they did use, they used an out-of-date Scarborough because the new Scarborough shows that they lost another 70,000 readers.
Mm. Oh, boom.
That's just in the last 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know anybody. I mean, where'd you grow up? You grew up out here, Mary Beth?
Yeah, pretty much. I went to college out here, and I just stayed.
Oh, you did. Good for you. What college did you go to?
Pitzer, one of the Claremont colleges, about 25 miles east of here.
Yeah, that's for real smart people.
I think he's taking a dig at me, Mary Beth.
Yeah, I think so.
Mary Beth Garber is with us. She's the president of the Southern California Broadcasters Association. By the way, I didn't realize that you guys are in our same building as we are.
No, we moved.
Oh, you moved?
We moved. We used to be up on the 13th floor, but we went to the west side.
Oh, I see.
You know what they say about that 13th floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the LA Times does this. And then they also put an article in that they that there's more subscribers to the LA Times than that, like the top four newspapers combined. And I think it was the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today. I mean, local readers. That may or may not be true, and I have no information.
How can they get away with making such gross statements?
Well, yeah, that's a good question from this genius.
Well, you know, I'm not sure about that one. And they ran an ad today, I guess, that talks about magazines. Not that I've seen any of these ads, and I actually subscribe to the Times,
right.
But like everybody else out there, I never read that thing from the front page to the back page.
Oh yeah.
You know, the first time they ran the ad against radio, they put it in the classified section. I don't think anyone saw that one.
No. Well, you know, we did this about 6 months ago. We had asked people to call us if you're under the age of 35, and we asked if you're buying a car, selling a car, renting an apartment, going to see a movie, going to see a concert, where do you get that information from? And we took calls for 1 hour, and not one person called up and said the LA Times.
No.
And that's devastating.
Or a newspaper, period?
Or a newspaper, period.
Or a newspaper, period, yeah. I mean, it was all the internet, or they'd phone the movie theater, or they would text. You know, it was all kinds of modern ways to get around this. And it really is devastating because the LA Times used to be the place to go if you're going to buy or sell a used car. And now I don't know why you would do that.
Well, now you have the papers geared towards cars.
Well, yeah, but here's a good example of why it might be over for this organization. I went to a concert with my wife. She loved Gwen Stefani, so I got two tickets. Right?
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Awfully generous of me, right?
Yeah.
And a friend of mine who works in the record industry got tickets himself. He said, I got two for you. Just sell your two. And I said, well, it's Friday afternoon and the concert's Friday night. How do you do that? He goes, put them on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, but it's 4 o'clock at night. The concert starts at 7. I'm not going to get any action. He goes, trust me. I put them up there. Literally 20 minutes later, 30 people had either emailed or called about the tickets.
Yeah.
Now, if I were to put it up in the LA Times, first of all, it was too late on Friday to get it in Saturday's paper.
Yep.
So it would have been in either Sunday's paper or Monday's paper, and the concert would have been over for 3 days.
That's one reason why newspapers are antiquated.
And newspaper, it would have cost me, you know, 29 or I don't know how much it is to advertise in the LA Times, but in Craigslist was free.
Oh.
And it reaches more people immediately, if that's your goal, to reach people immediately, than the LA Times does. But I think that's pretty sad for the LA Times to do that and especially use information that is not correct.
Yeah. It's kind of desperate.
Yeah. And I see radio. You know what? There's a client on the weekends here. His name is Dave Harden. And without telling you which, you know, newspapers he advertised in or what he was doing other than radio, he is now solely focused on radio after coming from, you know, magazines and newspapers. And he solely focuses on radio. And it has really built his business. And there's a lot of companies out there like Sit and Sleep and, you know, you can go on that have, you know, focused almost solely on radio and have become very successful, especially in Southern California when everybody's in their car all day.
Oh, yeah. We've got literally hundreds of advertisers whose stories are like that. I pull them out all the time because I talk to people all the time about how well radio works and why radio works. And really what we see is the number of people who have moved out of newspaper, even moved out of television, and into radio. And when they do like a combination of the two,
right.
It doesn't take long for them to figure out radio is what's really returning their investment. And they just keep dropping everything else and going more into radio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of brokerage shows on the weekends here. And if you're looking to buy a show on the station on weekends, you got to wait in line.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you
those
can't
slots
just,
aren't available.
Yeah, you can't just immediately pull up and advertise. I mean, it may take you some time to get your show on the air. But if you went to the LA Times and said, I got $10,000, can I run an ad? They would take it immediately.
Can I tell you something? One of the weekend shows I do, my client did run a $10,000 ad in one of the papers. Didn't do anything for him.
Is that right?
Came here. Huge booming business on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's true. And you know, they say it's just going to get better. I mean, this economy eventually is going to turn around. We're going to go back to the go-go 80s.
Well, that would be great.
You remember those days, huh, Mary Beth?
Oh, yeah. yeah, although I don't like to admit it, but yeah, I sure do.
Back in the 80s, it was really, I mean, I'm older than you are, but advertising in the 80s, that was a lot of fun to be in it.
Oh, that was awesome. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the big, you know, syndication companies, Western Syndication. Was Western Syndication still around?
Western International Media?
Yeah.
No, he sold it to another company, big company that took it over. But he just went back into business a few years ago as U.S. International Media.
Look
at that. Dennis Holt, the guy who owned Western International Media and built it up.
Hey, how does somebody become a member of the Southern California Broadcasters Association?
You have a radio station that serves the people in Southern California.
Is that right?
That's it.
Yeah, that's us then.
Yeah.
Look,
can we
us
become members?
Big time members.
Hey, I can't wait. Is there a pool? Maybe a golf course or something?
Nope.
How about a bar?
Those we have.
He's in.
Yeah.
How much?
I'm definitely in. Hey, Mary Beth, what class do you teach out there in the Valley?
Oh, this was, I teach beginning salespeople, beginning radio salespeople.
Oh,
that's pretty
neat. Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's where I was tonight.
So if somebody's looking to get into a radio sales, they should take this course first.
Yes. About three people in the class of about 25 were people who wanted into the business, and the rest of them were people who have just started in the business.
Oh, I see.
You know, when our sales staff come here to 97.1, I think they send them out for classes. They should send them to you, Mary Beth.
They do.
Ah, I knew it.
Yeah, I had three of them in there tonight.
Oh, wow.
All right, so if people are interested in it, they can go to the SCBA website?
Yeah, scba.com.
Okay, it's SCBA, stands for Southern California Broadcasters Association. And Mary Beth will teach you how to make millions in this business. She has. You know, between her and her husband, I think they're worth like $10 billion.
And it's such an honor for me to talk to you, Mary Beth, because I always see your name on LARadio.com.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I see it there all the time as well.
Yeah, they're always doing articles and quoting you and talking about you.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right, Mary Beth, we thank you for coming on. And anytime the LA Times acts up again, we'd love to call on you.
We'll bash them.
Okay. All right, take care of yourself.
You too.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Mary Beth Garber with the California, the president, by the way.
Wow.
Of the California, Southern California Broadcast
Now, that's a smart lady.
Yeah, now she might be a genius.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
Sammy Phillips.
Hey, come on now.
All right, we're going to give you an IQ test in 2 weeks.
All right. And I will ace it. 171, baby.
And I'll take one as well. I guess, Gina, are you willing to take an IQ test there, baby? All right.
Absolutely.
Thumbs up from her and Randy Wang and Jerry Gomez.
I'll smoke everybody here, please.
Now, Jerry, do you think your IQ will turn out to be higher or lower than Sam Phillips?
I think it will definitely turn out to be higher than Sam Phillips.
Well, but Randy,
and I'm not trying to say anything bad either.
But will it be higher or lower than your weight?
Oh,
it will be lower than my weight, Sammy.
Okay.
All right, Randy, higher or lower than Sam Phillips? Higher?
Oh, whatever you
do. Gina Grad, higher or lower than
Sam? Mine will be lower because, honestly, I don't think it's very high.
I think yours is high, honey. I think yours is higher than the boys.
No. Nah,
trust me, Gina
Grad. I don't
think
Gina's is that high.
Yeah, she's a smart girl.
She's not that bright.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Come on.
She's, no, she's a college graduate, right? Almost.
Gina Grad.
And, I bet Gina's is probably higher than she thinks. What do you think yours is?
Well, what's the average? Like 100?
Yeah, probably 90.
Average is 100.
Average is 100?
I go for a cool 89.
No,
I said 110, at least.
You're
110.
Like retarded 120. At 89.
That's rude.
Well, I don't know what 89 is, but I don't think you're 89.
In general, I think I hover right below average on just about most things, so we'll go with 98.
All right. I'm around $1.15, between $1.15 and $1.20, but I don't think that's good either. I think...
That's genius.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No,
I think 130 is genius, isn't it? 120, 130?
Hey, Gomez, what is genius?
130, I think.
No, genius is I think it was
20 or 30.
130 to 144, like to
144. 130 to 160.
130 to
144 is the highest, like, on the actual scale.
All right.
But genius is like 130 to 144.
All right. And what are you?
Well, I've never taken a real IQ test, but the ones I've done online, I'm like 127, 121 well, to 127.
You're pretty close to a genius, dude.
Well, yeah.
Look at you. You and Sam would make some smart babies. idiots. All right, we'll come back.
Hey,
Sammy, please.
That's rude.
You're not an idiot, but you ain't a genius, baby.
I am a genius.
You're not.
I am.
I'm close. I bet you'd be lucky to be in the 70s.
What?
All right. I bet they
now can, that's insulting.
They can knock 100 points off your IQ with
what?
This test coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Sammy, please.
Sam, what does IQ stand for?
Here we go.
Please?
Intelligence quotient.
Okay, you said intelligence quotient before.
Because I effed it up. It came out of my mouth too quick. Don't listen.
Don't F with Sam. She's a genius.
Thank
she's
you very much.
She's a mad scientist.
Call me to the mat, buddy. I'll take your ass down.
She's going, when she leaves the station, she's going to figure out the trajectory and how we get to Mars. From Mars to Pluto. We're circling other planets to
what's
get a slingshot
the
effect.
Root of?
Get the hell out of here, Sammy, with your genius.
Yeah.
All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips, the
genius.
Genius, is with us. We're live on 97.1 for FM.